In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning. Always great to be with you. Thank you that you have tried to make the Word for your life a priority. It's so vitally important that the Word of God directs our lives during these uncertain times. As a counseling pastor, it's understandable that I should hear stories of folks that have lost their jobs, and as a result of that, are on the verge of losing their homes, and on the verge of losing hope. And that's exactly when Satan makes house calls. It's exactly when he tells you that God doesn't love you. How could God love you and allow all of this to happen? And of course, during these times of uncertainty and fear and worry, the temptations seem to become stronger. Many people will turn to drugs or alcohol or immoral living just as a way to try to escape, try to change things in their lives, try to make them better when it doesn't seem like anything is getting better. Well, how's that working for you? I say, not too great. It's because it violates the Word of God. It's because it violates the concept of waiting on the Lord and renewing our strength, trusting in the Lord, finding Him as our refuge. As a result of that, we soon begin to understand that our mind has to change. Our thinking has to change. And it's so easy for us to return to old habits when things begin to fall apart. It's so easy when we thought we had victory over our temptations to find that that victory is so fleeting. Often it's a result of not knowing and following the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13 says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Confesseth and forsakes. See, here's a statement I want you to remember for a long time. If I'm not willing to forsake it, God's not willing to forgive it. I'll say it again. If I'm not willing to forsake it, God's not willing to forgive it. It says, "He that confesses and forsakes it shall find mercy." So many times we can confess and confess and confess and say, "Well, I'm so sorry, Lord, and I shouldn't have done that." But are we willing to forsake it? Are we willing to change our mind about it? Are we willing to make a life change? A life change. You see, when I face temptations, I have to understand that God is the one who is able to make a way to escape. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But to get victory over those strong temptations, we have to discover the principle of replacement. In other words, sinful habits have to be replaced by good habits. Somebody has well said it takes 40 days to break a habit. Interestingly enough, it also takes 40 days to establish a new habit. Well, so many times, that's why our diets don't work, because we never make it 40 days, because we aren't really that committed to the principle behind the diet. And so we have to come up with a principle of replacement, a new way to think. For instance, try to forget a video that you've just seen. Okay, maybe you saw it last night. Okay, forget it right now. Now, if you're over 60, you're probably saying, "I've already forgotten it." That's one of the issues that we face at our age, isn't it? But if you're under 60, Yeah, it's really hard, especially when we're trying to forget something right now. So here's a suggestion. For the next week, saturate your mind by constantly reading an exciting 1,000-page novel. Then, see how much of that video you're constantly thinking about after you get done with that novel. See, your new thoughts have replaced the old thoughts. And so it is with overcoming sinful habits and thoughts. They have to be replaced. That's why the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." In other words, I need to overcome the old ways of thinking. And for instance, you take an empty bottle and somebody says, I want you to remove all the air in this bottle. Well, the most simple way is to fill it with water. And the air is forced to leave because you filled that bottle with something else. And the same thing is true with our eternal soul. It may be filled with lewdness. It may be filled with selfishness. It may be filled with temper. It may be filled with my way and my desires. So how do you change that? Well, you fill your soul with something else or with someone else. See, Romans chapter 12 starts out, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren," Christians, "by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice." Now, if you are presenting a sacrifice, that means you've given up control of something and you're giving it to God. But it's a living sacrifice. It's not a dying sacrifice. God right now is just asking you to live for Him. But so many times it's a sacrifice. So many times it's through pain. So many times it's the hardest thing that we have to do. I was just writing in my fly leaf of my Bible a statement that my middle son made some time ago, and I wrote it down when he mentioned it. Here it is. "Your breakthrough moments rarely happen in a season of comfort. Your breakthrough moments rarely happen in a season of comfort." And so consequently, when God is putting us through times of testing, times of trial, we have to understand that God wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. It's called a sacrifice because it's difficult. Because sometimes we feel like, Lord, it's impossible to live a life like this. Oh, but he goes on to say, "Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." You see, after the first 11 chapters of the book of Romans, where Paul has been talking about the goodness of God that has drawn us to himself, then it's just reasonable that we would give him our bodies to live for him, because the Lord Jesus gave us his body and died for us. So it's reasonable. But then it says, "And be not conformed to this world." In other words, stop trying to fit in. Somebody well said, you're never going to be a standout if all you're trying to do is fit in. Because those who fit in blend in and they become invisible. But God has left us here to stand out, to be a positive testimony, and not be conformed to this world. Be different, not just for the sake of being different, but different because they're able to see God in our lives during a very difficult time. And so he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it all comes back to my mind. Why do I do what I do? It's because I want what I want. Why do I want what I want? It's because I think what I think. So consequently, if I want to change what I do, then I need to change what I want. If I need to change what I want, then I need to change what I'm thinking, what I'm desiring. The renewing of my mind. And when I do that, then I prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. So a strategy for replacement is what you're after this morning. Replacing those old temptations to sin and live a selfish, self-centered, temper-controlled life to change. To change the way you think. Now, the first thing that you've got to do is to prepare for battle. To prepare for battle. Satan hates Christ, and so therefore he hates the life that Christ is developing in you. And so as a result of that, we have to understand that it's going to become a battle every day. In other words, when you get up, you go to the closet, and you look in the closet and decide, how do I feel today? What do I want to wear today? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be hot? What's it going to be like today? What do I need to wear? Do I have appointments that need certain types of attire? Or am I just going to be working in the yard or fiddling around? What kind of clothes do I need today? The same thing is true concerning the spiritual life. You go to the spiritual closet, which is found between the pages of your Bible. And you say, Lord, what do I need today? And the Lord says, how about the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the trickery and the deceitfulness of the devil? Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 gives us a clue of how to prepare for battle. It says in verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. In other words, a spiritual battle is not based on my personality or based on my mind or based on my physical strength or my education. My victory in the spiritual battle isn't based on any of those things. We walk not after the flesh. We do not war after the flesh. And then it says in verse number 4 of 2 Corinthians 10, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Those are castles or towers that Satan has built in your mind to be able to have a way to attack you from those towers. It's things that you have allowed to be set up in your life that are not pleasing to God, not honoring God, but yet you have allowed them. They aren't cast out. And so God says, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We've come to the end of our time today. But the next time we're together, we're going to be talking about pulling down strongholds in my mind. Pulling down those strongholds that give Satan the advantage, the higher ground to be able to attack us when we're least expecting it. So my brother, my sister, stay strong in the Lord. Stay encouraged in God's word. Join us next time. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.